I have, over the last few years, been a tremendous, I think, promoter of the Happiness Club and the annual benefit they throw. I've written about it also in the Tribune. I've never been able to go because they're always on Sunday nights. So I'm going to ask Maureen Shulman, who is the co-chair of this year's benefit, along with her husband Mark Shulman, both of the Eli's Cheesecake Empire. Why don't you just change the date so I can go to one of these things, Maureen?
Okay, next year we're going to change the date, and you're going to be the honoree.
I don't want to be the honoree because I have to dance on stage or something, don't I? Would I have to do anything?
You could rap, Rick. You could sing.
Oh, yeah, I could rap. Yeah, that's what people want. That would kick it into the stratosphere. That's what people want to hear. Maureen, tell people, and anybody who can get access to the Tribune files can get it. Take a look at a nice story that I think maybe last year about the Happiness Club that I've been wanting to write about for years. Maureen, what is the Happiness Club? I find it to be one of the most essential and also empowering organizations in this city.
Well, thanks, Rick. The Happiness Club is a not-profit organization that provides a free performing arts education program year-long for Chicago's youth. Kids can be in it from anywhere, but it is largely kids from the South and West Side who have limited access to the arts.
Yeah, yeah. And the other one of the great things, when did it start? Remind me. How old is that?
I think we're almost like 30 years old.
Yeah, I think you're right. But, you know, the great thing is about it is it began around the same time when arts education was fading budgetarily from public schools. You know, I remember when public schools offered all sorts of arts, entertainment, music, art, and this has sort of filled the gap. And you have a personal experience with them because your beautiful now grown up daughters were all participants, weren't they?
Yes, that's exactly how I even found out about the Happiness Club. They were a featured performance at a Park District drama day camp when our daughters were really little, like 12, 10, and 6. So they wanted to audition for it. And everything about the group is fantastic.
Yeah.
Because in addition to getting really great training in voice, dance, rap and creating the show, which they create themselves, you also have a huge opportunity to learn communication skills.
Exactly.
Learn how to, you know, grab a mic, be able to think on your feet. A lot of things that really help you in life, whether you're going to proceed in the arts or not.
But also, they also get exposure to different areas of the city. I mean, these kids have performed at all sorts of places that I think not just empower, but inspire them.
Yes, I think that in many cases, some of these kids have never left their neighborhood.
Yep, yep.
And so now they're not only, you know, going all over the city, as you said, they've been to the White House during the Obama administration.
Yeah, yeah.
They performed in Paris. Mm. They've gone a lot of places. So never leaving their neighborhood to never going on an airplane. I mean, they've done a lot of stuff. And also, I mean, it really credit Broadway in Chicago as one of our partners. Almost every show that is appropriate for this age group, they've given them tickets, so they see live theater. They see examples of diversity in the arts. They were able to go to Hamilton. I mean, really, things that ordinarily they would not get to do.
Yeah, that's why I've always been a big fan of it, and also the artistic director Tanji Harper. I'm a great admirer of hers too, because you and your husband Mark have been involved in this from the time you got the message early on, and your three girls who are now three lovely successful women are big believers in the Happiness Club.
Yeah, and being involved in the Happiness Club makes you a big believer in giving back as a really young person. And I think it sticks with you. I mean, I would say that's definitely true for our kids, and it's true for a lot of the kids there. Many of the alumni that have aged out come and help Tangie every week.
Oh, yeah, right. That's another, you're right, that's another aspect of this thing, that you're, if they can't perform anymore, they come and sort of mentor some of these kids. How many kids are at any given moment, Maureen Schulman, how many kids are actively involved in the Happiness Club?
About 35 kids are actively involved. You'll see 35 kids perform at the benefit on Sunday. By the way, which is our presenting sponsors, Wintrust. Thank you, Wintrust. And the ages are like 10 to 21. And what's really interesting about the group, I mean, when in life do you see, you know, a teenager helping a middle schooler, that person helping, you know, someone in third grade learn the dance? It's just really interesting. Boys and girls, you know, every age group helping every other age group below them. It's really, really interesting and good.
Now, the this year's benefit takes place next Sunday, July 13th at 6 p.m., so I can't go because I'll be here, at Park West, which is, if you don't know, it's at, just off the corner of Armitage and Clark at 322 West Armitage. And the Happiness Club, thehappinessclub.com, is where you can get all sorts of information. The evening, Maureen Schulman, is there's a performance, yes?
Yes. It starts out with there's a silent auction. There's a Taste of Chicago buffet with all your favorite Chicago foods. Yes, there will be cheesecake. And we always have a Legacy Award winner, and that's this year it's going to ABC's Val Warner.
Yeah, what did Val do to earn this award? What did she do?
Well, I think in general.
See, if you said not long ago, you said, well, Rick, if you don't, you know, if you can come to the thing, we'll give you an award. I go, well, that's not good enough. You have to earn these things. Has Val done stories about the Happiness Club?
Yes, she, like you, when I said that, she's had the kids on the show a few times.
Oh, nice.
Not only to talk about what the group is about, but also highlight some things, some performances or different things they're doing. Like the first year they got booked for Lollapalooza, she had them on because that was such a big deal, and had them on practicing to go to the White House. So she's, it's really increased the visibility of the group.
Oh, sure.
Her. And yeah. She does this for a lot of other not-for-profits. Mm-hmm. So I think she's sort of made Chicago a better place through promoting this through her job.
Was she honored when you told her she was getting the Legacy Award?
Yes, she was very, very happy. And then I told her she was going to have to learn a dance.
She's got to know. Wait a minute. She's got to know how to dance. She's got to know how to dance.
I've been at two of her birthday parties. She can dance.
Where does she have a birthday party? You don't have to tell me. You're there. I mean, you and Mark really organize this whole thing. Talk to me about the Taste of Chicago buffet, leaving out for the moment Eli's Cheesecake, because after the commercial, I want to talk to you about Eli's Cheesecake. But what food is available for people?
Vienna hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Malnati's pizza.
Okay.
And they're so nice, they donate the food.
You should. That Mark Malnati's a nice guy.
Very nice guy. And then we also have Chef Antonio from Eli's, our bakery, that is our chef for our employees every day. He comes and he makes really great steak sandwiches.
Wow. Let me ask you, I have you on the phone. What's the address? Tell people about that. You say factory. It's like the coolest, nicest, cleanest factory I've ever been in. What's the address of that place?
Our bakery, 6701 West Forest Preserve Drive. It's the corner of Montrose and Forest Preserve Drive.
And do you serve? I know you can go there and eat, you know, 8,000 pieces of cheesecake if you want to. But do you serve other food there too? No, just to your
employee? No, not really. Truthfully, we used to serve we used to serve like a light breakfast and, you know, sandwiches and salads.
Uh-huh.
Then COVID hit. We closed the cafe for 2 years.
Oh, right.
And then in
right.
Antonio, because we didn't want our employees to go out to lunch.
Sure.
We didn't want them to be exposed to anything.
Yeah.
So he started making lunch for everyone. So that's like making lunch for 230 people every day.
Wow.
So then when we reopened, everyone liked it so much, we just kept doing it.
Yeah.
So now, come to the bakery, come to the cafe to shop, to have any coffee bar, any desserts you want, that kind of thing. And then otherwise, Chef Antonio is making food for our bakers.
That's great. That's great. And how long? It starts at 6 and lasts, I'm assuming, till about 9 or 10, the event?
No, I think it'll be over like 8:30.
Oh, okay.
We really want to gear it to people bringing families.
So oh, of course.
Bring kids. And we're going to start the dinner and auction will be at 6. We're going to start the show at 7. We have to wrap it up at like 8:15 or so because Val Warner has to go to sleep. She told me she goes to sleep at 8 o'clock.
Wow, it's a tough life being a news anchor on television. Yes, it's a tough life. You and Mark are just, you have to say, and one of the reasons I love you guys, you're so devoted to this thing. And what about your girls? What about your daughters? They too?
Well, Alana is going to be performing in the alumni number, and she's been helping me out a little bit with the benefit. Corey is a digital strategist, and she's very good at design, and she's been helping me design their costumes and things.
Oh.
And Haley is really great at helping me with the auction and anything else I need. So they're helping out. Alana's the only one that I've been able to coerce to go back on stage.
And Val Warner, too. Let's take a little break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more with Maureen Shulman about this event, which, again, is next Sunday, July 13th at 6 p.m. You can get all the information about that and about the Happiness Club in general by going to thehappinessclub.com. We'll be back in a couple minutes, and we'll talk a little bit about the incredible success of Eli's. I go back so far that I knew Eli Shulman before he even invented cheesecake. He didn't really invent cheesecake. Cheesecake's been around, but Eli and his son Mark have made it Eli's cheesecake a phenomenon.
He did invent Chicago style cheesecake.
Pardon me?
He did invent Chicago style cheesecake.
Well, I never eat. I don't remember. I would drink so much when I was at Eli's, the place for steak, that I don't remember what I ate at all, if I ate anything. Maureen Shulman and her husband, Mark Shulman, are incredible boosters, backers, spokespeople for the Happiness Club. They are always on this show to talk about the benefit. The benefit is next Sunday at 6 p.m. at Park West, 322 West Armitage, and it features a benefit performance by these wonderful young people. I've seen them perform a Taste of Chicago buffet and a silent auction. Part of that buffet is Eli's cheesecake. Maureen has written a book about various recipes, sharing recipes of others who've done the cheesecake. Tell me, Maureen, it's a phenomenon, is it not? What you and Mark have made of, you know, Eli Shulman, who ran a number of restaurants, the last one of which was Eli's The Place for Steak, where the Lurie Hospital, Children's Hospital, is now, and he wanted a good dessert. Basically, that's the seed of this entire thing, is it not?
Right. In the late 70s, he said, I just don't really like any of the desserts that I'm serving, and it doesn't compare to the quality of the rest of the meal, and he just picked cheesecake. So in between lunch and dinner, which was like between 2 and 5, every day he went in the kitchen and made cheesecakes.
Mm.
And he had a lot of regular customers, and then every night he'd have people just taste the cake. They'd say, we like it, we don't like it, you left out the sugar, whatever. And then he just kept messing around, and he finally came up. Well, actually, the cool thing is, he was like a dreamer. Like, if he dreamed it, he could do it, even
yeah.
though he had no experience.
Sure,
doing it.
Right.
So he just, like, normal cheesecake would be, you would bake it in a water bath, and it would be a low temperature. He did the opposite. Dry, hot, fast, like, threw out all the rules. And it turned out that he made this cake, which is now called Chicago-style cheesecake. So it had a really different texture than other cheesecakes, rich and creamy, and he finalized four varieties: chocolate chip, original plain, Hawaiian, and cinnamon raisin.
Mm.
And then for the First Taste of Chicago, and then he had it on the restaurant menu, First Taste of Chicago 1980, he said, I want to see if everybody likes it. So he went out in his coat and tie to Michigan Avenue, and it was a big hit.
Wow. Wow. And when did your husband Mark get... Yeah, he obviously was seriously fond of the restaurant because he's the son of the owner of the restaurant. But but he was a lawyer. And when did he decide to spread the Eli's word across the world, frankly?
I would say 3 years into it, 1983.
Mm-hmm.
Because Eli couldn't bake enough cakes in the kitchen of the restaurant anymore, so they were renting spaces at other bakeries, and it just had to become a more like formal setup.
Yeah.
So Mark decided that he would leave the practice of law. I totally remember the day he did it. I had Haley was like, you know, an infant in my arms, and at the elevator I said, are you sure you don't want to take a leave of absence? He goes, no, I'm going.
Yeah, I think this might be successful. You two both have to, and Haley was probably too young at the time, you both have to be kind of not amazed at the success, because you two both are responsible, I think, in many ways for driving the success, but it's kind of stunning, don't you think, Maureen?
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, it is surprising, but it's an unbelievable product. It's really, really good. And
yeah, life is that simple. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we use great ingredients. Our daughter Alana is on the team now.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. A whole new generation, and I think that people, you know, appreciate quality, and I think that's why we're successful, and we really try to support the community and be nice to everybody.
No, that you guys do. I mean, there's a cheesecake at any kind of event. You guys are a soft touch for people who want a free cheesecake, I'll tell you that, and of all sorts of sizes and shapes. What's the biggest cheesecake you guys have ever made?
The 2,000-pound inaugural cheesecakes, one for President Clinton and one for President Obama.
2,000 pounds or 2,000 pieces? What is it? 2,000 pounds? Oh, my God.
Pounds.
Oh, my God. How many?
We took it by truck to freezer truck to Washington.
How many different kinds of cheesecake are there now? And they're always...
Including...
You're always changing, too, and adding and taking off some and having some kind of desserts designed by world-famous artists. And it's, you guys have fun doing this, don't you?
We have a lot of fun doing it. I mean, the Nick Cave was, like, unbelievable. That's my favorite thing that's ever happened. But, okay, this July marks our 45th anniversary year of cheesecake.
Wow.
And we're going to have a lot of special events and flavors and things starting this July.
So, you mean now? It is July. Now, yeah, you mean. Yeah. Wow.
So, right now. So July 30th is National Cheesecake Day, our favorite day of the year, where we will debut Eli's Cheesecake Sundae. That is from the archives, a recipe we did a long time ago. Chocolate cheesecake, banana and strawberry cheesecake inclusion.
Wow.
It's really fun. So that's going to be what we debut on Cheesecake Day. And,
yes,
in honor of 45 years, 45 cent slices.
Wow. Wow.
And if your name's Eli, you get free cheesecake, but you got to prove it.
Or you can't just come up and say, hey, my name is Eli Kogan, and I want a piece of cheesecake. That won't work.
No, I got to see your driver's license or something.
Maureen Shulman, you and your husband, Mark, have been friends of mine for a long, long time. Friends of my brother, Mark, too. Sunday, next Sunday at 6 p.m. at Park West, the young people will perform. They will give a benefit performance. Ilana Shulman will be among the dancers. Val Warner is getting the Legacy Award. And there will be all sorts of food, drinks, I'm assuming. You can go to a benefit without drinks. And a silent auction, and we'll all raise money for this, what I think is a really remarkable thing called the Happiness Club. That you know what, Maureen? In its way, it saves lives. It doesn't just empower. In its way, it is saving.
There's a lot of research that kids that are involved in the arts are way less likely to join gangs.
Less gang members would be a great thing for this city. Maureen, go give your husband a hug and all of your daughters, and knock him dead next week. I will be here, of course, doing this show.
In 2026, we'll change the date.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry, I'm flattered enough. I'm flattered enough that you would think of changing the date. Take care, sweetie. Take care of yourself. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Go to thehappinessclub.com.